with good weather, everybody gets outside, temperatures in the 80s, you knock the cobwebs off the golf carts and five irons and putters and chippers and everything else. So that means as April gets closer and closer to May, it's time to get the golf season fired up, and we do so with my great friend who sits on the City of Bloomington's Golf Hall of Fame committee. It's Chris Williams. What's up, my man?
How are you, my friend?
It's been too long since you've been on the air, and it's been too long since we've socialized, so we're at least getting half of the ticket this afternoon. How many balls have you hit this year? Are you too busy raking the fields at Danny Smith?
We have 9 holes in at the foul. Stormy weather came in, did not make the turn, and other than hitting about a bucket of balls, that's where I'm sitting as of today.
So. You have me beat by 9 holes in 1 bucket.
There you go.
That's all right. We will get it all fixed in and shoved in because we all get excited this time of year because we think, oh, we're going to miss out. No. Bloomington's really nice in May, June, July, August, September, October. We have plenty of time to swing the sticks. And, well, just recently I saw on the old Facebook world, you have put out the schedule for what we need to expect moving forward here locally on the golf scene. And what a day when it's 77 degrees and awfully nice. We need to get these dates down and see what's going on. So first of all, every year we have the City Golf Tournament, and I know we are pushing, and I get this wrong every year. I want to say this year is 95. What year are we at for the City Golf Tournament?
This will be 96th edition, so we're getting closer to that 100-year mark, which is pretty remarkable to consider everything with golf. So, yeah.
And it's going to be here around the corner. Now, we know the qualifications and everything else goes on a little bit later in the summertime, but as we always do to kick off the golf season, the scramble, it's kind of trying to turn this into the unofficial official start of golf season here and to get the tournament season part of everything ready. When will that get started? That's going to be close. Time flies. Well, we just did the Masters week. We had the NCAA Championship Monday. We had an eclipse. Next thing you know, it's a little 500 this week. Well, April's going to be gone.
Yeah, so we actually are not doing a scramble this year as it relates to the city tournament, but I do want to highlight a couple tournaments that are coming up that are going to be related to the local Bloomington golf kind of scene and the people that are regulars. So obviously Cascades has a 3-man scramble coming up the first weekend of May, which actually I believe it's going to be graduation weekend. And that's going to be like a brand new thing that Cascades has done. With, you'll have 3-man teams playing together. So you'll be as a group of 6, you know, to kind of keep scores and keep tabs on that because it's going to be kind of a more of a high stakes, payout, high stakes with door prizes. You know, you're talking Scotty Cameron putters. And if you're a golfer, you know, that name is synonymous with upscale tools on the green. So, yeah, that's going to be something new that Cascades has put out, and we put a flyer out on our Facebook group just to kind of support that endeavor as we have a great partnership with Cascades in general, obviously because they've hosted the tournament from its inception in 1929. And the other one I want to highlight really quick that is also an annual Rick Shear production. If you're familiar with Bloomington Golf, you know the name Rick Shear. And that's the medalist tournament that's coming up on June 15th and 16th. Which will be a 36-hole tournament that you'll have at Martinsville Country Club, which is one of my favorite courses around, and then obviously at Cascades, which will be the final round on Sunday. So even though we're not doing a scramble related to the city golf tournament this year, there's plenty of good golf, competitive golf tournaments, fun golf scrambles coming up that are very much including a lot of the people that are regulars in the city tournament and on the Bloomington golf scene. So really kind of pushing and helping wanting to get Cascades a big turnout for their scramble coming up in a couple weeks. And obviously considering what the medalist tournament does for scholarships for local high school golfers, obviously want to really push the efforts of Rick Shear and what he's done for the Bloomington golf scene.
Chris Williams is our guest. He sits on the board of the City of Bloomington's Golf Hall of Fame Committee. I probably don't have that in the proper order, but I think folks get the drift of it. Let's talk City Golf just to get everybody's calendar set. It doesn't vary greatly from over the years, which is good, but we've got this extra week in 2024 that's thrown some other schedules off. So let's make sure we get these dates down because, again, once kids get out of school, once baseball's tournaments start going, once you start traveling, all of these things are going to just pile up on us. We know summertime goes a little bit quicker than everything else. When do we need to get registered? And I know this is coming up in June, but when do we need to get registered for everything to participate in the 2024 96th edition of the Bloomington City Golf Tournament?
Yeah, so the qualification signups open May 27th. This is done at Cascades Golf Course. And the regular flight window for doing your qualifying round, which is just you need one single round to qualify, that is going to run until June 30th. And then for the championship flights that are going to have set tee times for their qualifier, that's going to be the weekend of June 29th and 30th. And so that's a 36-hole stroke play competition where you have the men's, senior, and super senior divisions with set tee times, and then that will determine who will be in the match play field in the championship flights. And obviously one thing that we always kind of emphasize is that if players do not make it into the championship flights, it doesn't mean they're not playing. They obviously are going to still be able to play match play competition in the regular flights. So the real big key is obviously to make sure to get everybody in by the 30th for regular flights. But you're going to start kind of seeing that last week of June, the deadline's kind of popping up for the championship flight. So the deadline will be June 24th for that. But really, there's plenty of time. It's better, in my opinion, like you said, with people's schedules getting busy, to really start to kind of get things in motion and kind of get the word out. We have a great core group of people that play in the tournament each year, but obviously we love seeing new players, players that haven't played in many years, returning. And so that's what kind of all collectively makes the tournament so great.
And the other part of this as well is when the registration opens on May 27th, you can post your round the next day, right? You don't have to wait for any magical time unless you want to be in the championship flights.
That's correct. You go into the clubhouse, you get registered, you get an official scorecard, you have a witness to attest your score, you turn it in, and you're good to go. So it's a pretty smooth process. They've reduced it down to a single 18-hole score, which does help with timing because in the past it's been 36 holes, and that obviously our lives are as crazy and busy as they've ever been in society, so people want to be able to play in the tournament, but they also want to be able to do everything else that they have to do.
That's exactly right. Chris Williams is our guest today. Talking a little City Golf Tournament, the 2024 Bloomington City Golf Tournament will take place coming up, again, once we get into summer proper, but we wanted to make everybody aware of it today. Which course are we going to play at the international layout? We have three nines. Which two will be in use for this year's tournament championship?
Yeah, I just confirmed with Jason Sims, who's the director of golf out at Cascades and head professional, that we're going the original 18, so the old school 18, Quarry and Pine. So if you're not familiar, those are the two that date back to 1928, 1931, respectively. A lot of people like to see variety. We'll probably see that in the next couple of years to kind of throw in the third nine, but I would say overwhelmingly the majority of people who play in the tournament enjoy playing the original 18-hole layout.
It's the old school way, and sometimes the original is not always the best, but in this case, that is traditionally the best. So that's exciting as well. All right, tell me what it takes to enter to get involved to play in the city championship. Is it a one-time deal? Do I have to pay a certain fee every time I play in the city tournament? What about kids, too? We're looking for the junior division. We need to grow that, don't we?
Yeah, so start off junior division's free. So their entry is free, and then they'll just have to pay a green fee. And then when you get into the championship flights, it's a $25 entry. $15 is your entry for regular flights. And the big thing with that pays for the award. So one of the big perks of winning flights, if you're in a division that's not a junior division, is that you have the opportunity to win gift certificate money that can be used at the golf course. So that's really where that money's going for. And you will have a fee to play each of the rounds. But again, I would say you're going to get the most for your money playing at Cascades just about anywhere in town, because the conditions are as good as they've been in a long time, and it's going to be even better once the tournament gets unfolded.
Oh, once we get rid of the, well, let's see, we had almost 4 inches of rain in March. We've had over 7 inches here in April. Well, it will not be, at least not yet. It won't be firm and fast. Chris Williams is our guest. We got to let him get back to his real life as well, but he helps us with the City Golf Tournament annually. He'll come back and join us as well. Well, the Masters, you went last year, right? Was that last year or was it 2 years ago? Last year, right?
Last year, yep, for a practice round. It was,
oh boy. You know,
one of those, just hoping to go back again as soon as possible.
That's right. Invite your buddy Glass too. He's a good travel partner. I've proven that.
We've done Lawrence, Kansas.
Right.
So might as well do Augusta, Georgia. So
we'll stay in Columbia, South Carolina. It's the easiest way in, easiest way out, buddy. That's where we've done that. Scotty Scheffler's pretty good at this whole game of golf thing, right? Maybe a child will distract him. I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. You talk about world golf ranking and the difference between first and second. You're kind of getting into the conversation about Tiger. Not quite ready to go there with Scheffler, but if his putter is working, he's pretty unstoppable, and I think that's a good thing for golf.
And he didn't even hit it really well at the Masters and won comfortably. That's the other scary part. Scary part of all that. And the other thing that's interesting about Scheffler is he only has 9 wins, but it feels like he has 90. Is this it? He's almost, let's see, geez, two out of eight would be 25%. So, 22% of his wins are Masters.
Yeah, and he's still a young guy, but yet he's been a household name, it seems like, forever.
Right. So. Junior ranks and everything else coming up through it. Very, very impressive. What about Ludwig?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was rooting for him quietly. I was kind of waiting to hopefully see Max Homa emerge, and Morikawa just didn't. His iron game was all over the place. When you dunk it into 11 twice, it's really not ideal. So, but
no.
You know,
yeah. He Åberg finds the water, Morikawa finds the water. Homa gets a bad bounce on 12. He didn't really hit a poor shot. He just had a poor result. But you know who didn't? The guy who won his second green jacket, and that is Scotty Scheffler. All right, buddy, 349-3764. That is the Cascades Golf Course phone number, 349-3764. Follow the Bloomington City Golf Tournament on Facebook. It's a free group to join, and all the information will be posted on there throughout the springtime. Thanks for making time today, buddy. Field some
Always
grounders, throw some strikes.
All right, you take care.